Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 309, 56 degrees on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. It's the middle of the week. It's hump day. It's whatever you want to call it. We're over the crest. The hard part is done. The rest is downhill from here. So how's everybody doing? You can also listen to us on your smart speakers. Just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and they will play us live. And anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just look for the Rob O'Donnell Show. And you can find us there, favorite us, and you'll have us in your inbox each and every day. And listen when you want to listen. And again, that Odyssey app works seamlessly with your car's CarPlay. You don't have to worry about signal in and out of the mountains. You'll get us out of the area, in the area, wherever you are. That's what I listen to most of the time. So, interesting. I was watching the Scranton City Council meeting. I didn't get to watch it last night, so I watched it this morning, most of it anyway. And it looks like that they're trying to push through that streetscape, narrowing some roads with some bump outs, turning one ways into two ways and two ways into one ways, and getting rid of not all, but a few traffic signals, lights, as we call them, and replacing them with four-way flashing stop signs and such like that. I believe there was a day two, because last time they had a caucus with some administration officials there and the engineers that are developing this program. So this was part two of that to answer some questions. I did see some city council members say that some of the administration was there and they appreciated that. But at least two of the city council members identified a pattern to where they get a lot of last minute information and then it's rushed through and they're told, hey, if we don't approve this, it's going to affect X, Y, and Z. Well, you should have brought it to us sooner, they said. This is an identified pattern. This always seems to happen, and we've made mistakes in the past based on that, and we don't want to make them again. The bottom line is they did have three votes from to two that voted to move it forward. So it appears that this is the direction it's going to go. It also appears that this plan is not fully funded because they also approved authorizations for the administration to seek some grants in this. We've talked about that before. But the more concerning part of that is that pattern that at least two members of city council, now you have, mind you, the entire Scranton City Council are all identified as Democrats. Now you may have some moderate Democrats or some more progressive Democrats. Democrats that are known to support the administration with very little questioning and some that actually ask questions for their constituents. So that's the makeup of the Scranton City Council if you're from out of the area and you don't know. So that was a big part of that. But that identification of a pattern that they get last-minute information, and then they're kind of forced, well, you need to act on this now. Come on, we got to rush it. We got to do this now because, you know, if we don't approve the entire thing, because it appears that at least all of the city council members agree with large portions of this plan, but they have valid questions about some portions of it. And the way it's being forced on them, the way it's being brought to them and saying, we need to hurry, or else we're going to have to go to the state, we're going to have to go to PennDOT, we're going to have to start all over, we're going to have to get new process, we don't know if we'll be able to get this approval. Well, you should have thought of that when you slow rolled it till the end and then tried to go, hurry up and wait. And that pattern is concerning. And if you're a taxpayer of Scranton, that's no way to do business. These are the people you've elected to represent you, all of them. And if they have questions still, it was interesting because, they were talking about a survey that was on one of the WBRE, did a survey, and 85% of the respondents said that they didn't approve of this plan. They didn't agree with it. And that was brought out. And then it was brought up by other council members that, well, we don't even know if these people live here or if they even know what the plan entails. And one of the city council members says, this plan is 1,000 pages. I don't know what it entails completely, which is why we're here asking questions. So it's funny that council member King, I believe it was, said that a lot of the people possibly don't even know what this plan, is about, is commenting or giving their opinion. Well, their opinion matters one way or another, but on that plan, I doubt you know the entirety of this plan. Which is why you yourself had questions during this meeting, which I found that interesting because he had their solicitor, I believe, direct some answers that he wanted to get from Chief Judge of the fire department on some issues, but voted yes anyway. So even he, who voted yes and was kind of chastising the public for not knowing about the plan, had his own questions but yet voted yes. And that's a problem. If you're voting on something you're not completely sure of, if you were a taxpayer in this city, that should be a concern. One of the other things that came up during public comment is to the council president, Gerald Smurl. He's the council president at the Scranton City Council. And he had to drop out of this election that's going to happen in, 2 weeks? He had to drop out as a Democrat because he submitted fraudulent signatures and that were not verified, were not witnessed. And he signed an affidavit stating otherwise. That's against the law. And somebody in public comment, I believe it was Mark Markavich, asked some questions about that. And if you did not watch the Scranton City Council meeting, you should highly recommend you do. I'm going to play the audio for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But the amount of playing dumb, and if he just really didn't know, that's even worse than playing dumb, admitted that there was an investigation going on, saying that multiple people that signed that petition were contacted by investigators. Possibly himself. He was kind of gray in that area. Now, sources that I've contacted tell me that the Lackawanna County District Attorney has given whatever investigation there may be to the State Attorney General. So there's no visibility of impropriety since he is the Lackawanna County District Attorney and Scranton is right out of Scranton City Council, meets right up the block and is inside Lackawanna County. So without to not have any conflicts of interest, from what I understand, this has been given to the state attorney general. But listen to this valid questions here and how they were answered by Council President Gerald Smurl, who's up for re-election as an independent because he had to drop out as a Democrat.
Good. In a recent council election, this was the most previous one, a candidate was accused of collecting forged signatures on the petition to get on the ballot for the primary. And this individual was charged and was still allowed to be run in the general, which I couldn't understand. But you know, our city, we certainly have had our fair share of corruption and the lack of integrity. And I do have to have a question for Mr. Smurl again as to why that the withdrawal did happen and switch parties to an independent. I read the article in the Times Tribune dated March 17th from Jeff Horvath, and I do have some additional questions. It quoted you, Mr. Smurl, as follows. It came to my attention over the weekend that some of my campaign people got a bit overzealous and actually got the signatures that were not verified. I was wondering if you could tell me, how did you become aware of this?
I don't remember. I'll have to think about it.
How did you become aware of fraudulent signatures that you signed an affidavit saying were valid, were submitted? And his answer was, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Think about that for a second. We're going to go on with this comment now.
I guess my question to everyone would be, if somebody robbed the bank and they returned the money 6 days later, should they still be charged with robbery? And I ask that because, Mr. Smurl, do you believe you broke the election laws by submitting an affidavit that was false?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, do you believe you broke the election laws by submitting an affidavit that was false?
I'm sorry, what did you say? He's not even listening to public comment here, obviously. Or he's just trying to delay for an answer. But I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. This is the person speaking at a podium directly in front of him on a microphone.
And that was regarding the signature.
If I had known at the time it was false, of course.
But my point was, do you know how long that you had submitted that?
I don't remember.
It was March 11th, and it took to March 18th or 17th, one or the other. I'm sorry, I don't have the date down, where you actually withdrew at that point. I think it was the 17th. That was the article from Jeff Horvath. And I just was, you know, I do think it's a big deal. I don't think the intention was malice, but I do think it's a big deal because there's other candidates that they did follow all the rules. And, you know, I feel like it's a loophole that you were able to switch as an independent because the, you know, the rules weren't followed. And unfortunately, it was an affidavit. Are you aware of anyone who may have contacted you or signed your petition that had contact from law enforcement looking into that? Are you aware of anyone that would have signed or yourself that had any investigation done from law enforcement?
I don't know what you're saying.
With the affidavit, it was on the back of the petitions, when you have the signatures, you have the person who passes the petition around. Right. And then as the candidate, I believe we sign for the expenses and we just sign to make sure that everything is accurate. So you have the person who passes the petition around, they have to witness all the signatures.
Correct.
So I was wondering if anyone on your petition was contacted that signed it from any type of law enforcement that you're aware of, or if you were contacted.
Oh, I believe a lot of people were contacted.
Okay. Well, I really want the city to clean up, and I'll end by this. You know, your campaign slogan is "Actions speak louder than words." To me, submitting that affidavit incorrectly is a lack of respect to the campaign rules. I don't believe we should have the loophole of switching parties and not admitting the serious error in the filing of the false affidavit. To me, it speaks volumes. And I'm just a little shocked that more people aren't talking about it. That's all. Thank you.
Sorry, not perfect like you, pal.
Good.
So after that, a valid critique, respectful, professional. At the end, Council President, Scranton Council President Gerald Smurl, I'm sorry I'm not perfect like you, pal. Well, no one's perfect, but you did in fact submit and signed an affidavit that your signatures were verified, and they weren't. And whoever in your campaign, and there's rumors of who that is, and without mentioning names, from what I'm getting is the spouse of a highly respected former politician in the Scranton area, former politician. Now, if that's true or not, that'll come to light because their name should be signed on this affidavit that they witnessed these signatures. And he signed it saying that, yes, he's verifying that all of these signatures are valid. And then when questions started to arise and people started saying they were going to the authorities, he drops out as a Democrat, withdraws his petition. Now, his petition's already signed and submitted. So it's already an illegal application. It's already illegal signatures on a false affidavit because they weren't valid signatures that he signed to and attested to. Now, whatever happens with that, happens with that. But instead of owning up to it, he wants to play, I didn't hear you. What did you say? Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. You'd have to think about it? And you have to realize this is the only person running for council, Scranton City Council, that's been endorsed by the current mayor of Scranton, Paige Cognetti. She has endorsed Gerald Smurl, who had to drop out of the race as a Democrat because he submitted an affidavit with illegal signatures on them that were not verified, which makes them illegal, which is why he had to drop out and run as an independent. This is where you're at, Scranton. This is what you're dealing with in the city of Scranton, so choose wisely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.